Welcome to Module 6, Intuition. Intuition is an instinctive feeling that you get without involving your conscious mind. You can consider it as the sixth sense of human beings that cannot be described with logic. When you see a person, you might get a positive feeling from them. That's your intuitive power helping you select your friends. And sometimes, before performing a task, you can get an intuitive feeling telling you it's a good time to move forward with it. Another example is your intuition might tell you to reach out to make a new friend, or that this is a good time to request a bonus at your job. All of these are considered intuitive feelings that come to you from the subconscious or unconscious mind. Intuitive feelings can open the doors to opportunities, innovation, and new ideas. Intuition can help you follow your dreams without doubts or fear of failure, and can help you unfold your true potential. This isn't a new concept. In fact, intuition is as old as humans. This started with the natural understanding of human beings that helped them stay safe from danger and survive in the world. Intuition has helped generation after generation of humans advance their wisdom, and it has supported them in changing the world with innovations and new technologies. You must have experienced a situation at least once when you thought something was right for you, and you went with your gut feeling, and it worked out. This is your inner intuitive power that's guiding you to advance you in life and to help you benefit. The fourth dimension is calling you and provides energy to help you take full advantage of your intuitive powers. I want you to think of a time at which you followed your intuition. If this is challenging, and you're having difficulty thinking of anything, then recall an exam you took when you were growing up. Think of an exam or essay where you didn't really know the answer, but you had a feeling and you went with it. Your gut feeling helped you get a better grade. It means you have the power to tap into your intuition, and you can also strengthen your intuition with the help of the fourth dimension. Everyone has these intuitive feelings, but you can increase or decrease them with effort and training. The first and most important thing is to let go of doubt and to let your intuitive powers talk to you. You can utilize different techniques to improve your intuitive abilities. You can tap into this unconscious wisdom, but you must train yourself to understand the clues and not let your logical mind suppress your thoughts. The astral communication technique, ACT, can help you tap into your inner wisdom and channel remote energies to help you open doors and have a new start. A fully developed intuitive brain will make you creative and help you produce new ideas, advance your life, and reach your true potential in your three-dimensional world, your everyday life. You will strengthen your mental capacity to its fullest. Your intuitive feelings help you unfold your potential. It's important to listen to your intuitive feelings and explore them without letting your conscious mind cast a shadow of doubt. You can train your mind to enhance your intuitive brain to give you the power and productive signals that you need in order to move forward. Additionally, you have to aim to not let your conscious mind tell you otherwise. This is similar to training or practicing for an activity that you like to do. For example, if you want to learn how to play the piano, but people around you tell you that you cannot learn to play the piano, well, what would you do in that situation? Do you accept what other people are telling you and suppress your inner guide to learn to play the piano? Or do you take classes to learn to play and practice hard to learn to play? Your answer will decide the fate of your piano playing, whether you will play piano or not. Even a light intuition from the fourth dimension provides some clues or signals in your three-dimensional world. Following these clues with an open mind and full trust will lead you to success and productivity. Questioning yourself is the same as people discouraging you from learning to play the piano. The ability is present. You must train to make it better and more visible. These intuitive powers will open great doors of opportunity for you. You can unfold your potential and get what is best for you. No one around you can influence you to do something that's not meant for you. In fact, you will be able to decide what is best for your instincts. You can increase your intuitive powers by using the Astral Communication Technique, ACT. It can help you grasp the intuitive sense by propelling you into the fourth dimension and providing you with the unlimited supply that you need of wisdom that you can utilize in your three-dimensional world. ACT can help you trust your intuitive powers so that you can utilize these without thinking twice. With the help of ACT, you can provide strength to your subconscious mind in a way that your conscious mind cannot set aside. You can take full advantage of intuitive powers to make up an extraordinary life and a path that's productive and a mind that's innovative. And you can increase your intuitive powers by increasing your sensitivity to and observance of these powers, which will automatically help you move in a productive and powerful way because you will have a productive and powerful sixth sense. Your dreams say a lot about the situation. So right after waking up each morning, give yourself a few minutes to recall these memories, these dreams, and consider what your unconscious mind is attempting to tell you. You may want to write them down or record them by audio, and be sure to refer back to them later. Letting your creativity flow also helps you overcome your logical mind with your subconscious mind's wisdom, and this can help you become more intuitive. It can strengthen your intuitive power. Sometimes, to make your conscious mind work better, it's best to give it a break. Take a break from your work and clear your mind. Don't think about your work during that time, and do what makes you happy. These little breaks will help make your unconscious mind more substantial and decisive. You can also test your intuition instead of ignoring your instincts. You can try them out in little ways and see where this goes. You'll become more confident and you'll start trusting your instincts. You can also practice your intuitive feelings when you first meet people. Make your mind think about what a person might be like when you first meet them for the very first time. And you can write these things down. And after some time, you can match your instinctive feelings with the present, with what you actually observe about them. And this can help you explore your intuitive side more. It's also a good idea to observe your physical self as well. If something is happening, consider how your body is feeling. If you feel excitement, joy, and serenity, then you're all set. Your intuitive powers will work for you. Nature can help you with your intuitive feelings too. Spend time in nature, the mountains, at the beach, parks, or wherever you feel most relaxed. You can train your mind with ACT, ACT, and increase your intuitive side. And you can start with breathing exercises. Use the white light of ACT to start channeling remote energies from the fourth dimension and in the fourth dimension, and ask for help to increase your instincts. You must remember that this is a power, so utilize it instead of arguing with your unconscious mind, because arguing with your unconscious mind will reduce your intuitive feelings by strengthening your conscious mind. So let's move into your intuition session featuring ACT, ACT. As with the previous two recordings, in this recording, from this moment in the recording forward, only continue listening and or watching if you are in a place where you're sitting or lying down, preferably in your home, not operating a motor vehicle, not doing anything that requires your focus, just sitting or lying down. You can lie on the floor, on your bed, on a couch. You can sit in a chair. If you're in a chair, make sure it has arm rails on either side so that if you lean to either side, you will remain in the chair. Always consult your physician before listening to the rest of this recording, and be sure to never play this recording in a moving vehicle. At the end of this part of the recording, you will be given suggestions to come back gently to full awakening consciousness and present reality. So my understanding is that if you're still watching and or listening, you are just sitting or lying down with nothing else to do, and you are here to connect with your intuitive powers. So make sure that you're in a calm and serene space that makes you feel comfortable. and make sure that you've removed or accounted for anything that may be a distraction so that you're able to be present and focused for this session. This session is designed to help you achieve a heightened state of focus. So you're sitting or lying down in a comfortable position, and make sure that you're very comfortable so that you don't need to change positions. Make sure that you're in the most comfortable position possible. If you do need to move around a little bit during the session, that's fine, but do your best to minimize that. And I want you now to close your eyes and just be comfortable with the darkness, the back of your eyelids. It's black and dark, and that's okay. You start observing your breathing and slowing it down. You're breathing in gently through your nose and breathing out through your mouth. Now I want you to take deep breaths and count from 1 to 5 while inhaling through your nose, and then pause once you've inhaled, and then count from 5 to 1 while exhaling through your mouth. And as I'm talking, just repeat this 4 times. In through your nose, 1 through 5. And exhaling through your mouth, 5 to 1. Good. A few more times as you inhale deeply through your nose, as you count at your own pace, your own count. And exhale through your mouth as you count. Good. Continuing to do this. Inhaling through your nose, exhaling through your mouth. Good. As you reach the final one, exhale any negativity. Good. Just let it go when you get to that final deep breath, and then continue breathing easily, effortlessly, and comfortably at your own pace. Feel your body relaxing more and more now. You are so very relaxed, feeling lighter. As you are returning to your normal breathing pattern, I want you now to imagine yourself going for a walk. Imagine yourself being outside, surrounded by trees and mountains, feeling serenity in your soul. Imagine that it's early in the morning, the sun is rising, and you can see an orange splash of sun under a blue sky that's getting brighter with each passing moment. You're walking, going for a hike in the mountains. You are safe and protected, and you're getting closer to your destination. You're enjoying your surroundings. You hear birds gently chirping. You see the leaves on the trees moving gently because of the light breeze, and you take a breath in. And you smell pine and an earthly scent. This relaxes you. You continue on your hike until you see a small, smooth stone on the clear path that you're walking on. And you bend down to pick it up. You feel this smooth stone between your fingertips. It feels cool to the touch. And you place the stone back on the ground and continue walking. After a few moments, you reach the peak of the mountain. There is a clearing with a comfortable blanket waiting for you. You decide to lie down on this comfortable blanket and relax. Brightness has fully spread around you in the sky. When you closely follow the origin of the brightness, you realize it originates from your mind. There is a connection of light and energy between your mind and the sun. This white light is strengthening your intuitive powers. Go into your inner mind and listen to your inner self. Understand and perceive the clues that you're getting from yourself. You are highly focused, free from doubt. You trust your intuition. You can hear the unsaid words. All you need to do is focus. Let go of conscious thought. You have the power to tap into your intuition. You can connect with your sixth sense and utilize it to benefit yourself. You listen to your instincts and you plan your next moves accordingly. Once you have made up your mind, you move forward in life. So tell yourself what you have decided. It doesn't matter whether you go ahead or turn back. Letting your intuition talk to you and doing what your intuition guides you to do, that's what matters the most. And you decide whether you want to move forward or not. But you are in tune with your intuition. The more you trust it, the more you open yourself to new possibilities. Now imagine the possibilities in your life. And imagine selecting the path of innovation, powerful ideas, productivity, and creativity. Your body is a medium through which your intuition speaks to you. You have the power to listen and change the perspective of your life. This intuitive power can lead you to an inspiring journey of productivity and innovation. Just open your mind and soul to receive the unlimited wisdom that you can bring into your life by strengthening your intuitive powers. Repeat these words after me. I fully understand my body's expression when it acts as a medium. I am completely equipped and confident in myself. I am the master of my body, soul, and mind. Any clue coming to me is important. I am confident. I have strong intuitive powers, and I listen to them. I understand things, and I can utilize them to help people. I can increase my abilities. I can and will unfold my creativity and receive inspiration. Now, you are going to soak in the powers of intuition from your surroundings. With your eyes continuing to be closed, imagine a warm, glowing light and concentrate on it. Now, collect that light and cover your body with that luminous feeling. Spread the luminosity all around you. Let your heart, brain, eyes, nose, ears, hands, feet, and every part of your body be submerged in the light. This is the light of the energies coming from the fourth dimension, giving you the power of intuition to enhance your abilities and potential. You are using the astral communication technique. Absorb everything inside of you and lighten up your aura with the brightness. You have the power of intuition and you are confident in your instincts. You support your intuition. Concentrate on your present and consider a scenario in which you want guidance from your intuitive powers. Start thinking intuitively about that scenario. You understand the answers. You have all the answers within you. You must trust yourself. You know that you can do this. You tap into your intuition. You can use your creative side in any way. If you like painting, start thinking of the dream painting that you want to create. If you like music, think of your favorite tune. If you want to start a business, picture yourself being productive in that business. Concentrate on your creative side. Only you can do this. Attach yourself to your creative side and put trust in your intuition. Feel your mind, body, and soul beginning to communicate with the astral plane. You are safe, and you can see golden rays coming toward you to guide you. Only you can grasp these rays and surround yourself with that power and focus on your intuition. So concentrate on your physical and intuitive clues and compare them with past situations. You can see the comparison and decide for yourself whether you want to continue on with this intuitive path. And you can decide now how you feel about any situation in your life. You have made up your mind. you hold on to your intuitive feelings. Tell yourself that you have decided. Talk to your intuition and ask for more abilities, stronger clues, and more powerful instincts. Repeat these words after me. I want a stronger intuitive power. I want to be able to utilize it to my full benefit. I will utilize it to unfold my potential and tap into my creativity. I will inspire the world. I will allow these powers to be enhanced so that I can utilize them to improve my life. I will also help the people around me. Good. Now breathe in slowly once again. Feel the movement of your body with each inhale and exhale. Your body is vibrating. You are at the peak of serenity now. And I want you now to start wiggling your arms and legs and feel your body begin to re-energize. Bring your awareness back to the present. Good. You're becoming more aware of your surroundings and where you are. You are feeling relaxed, refreshed, and awakened. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes. Continue stretching your body. You're now back in the present, feeling great. And be sure to take at least a half an hour before doing anything that requires your full focus, such as driving or doing chores or anything else. This concludes your ACT intuition session. Be sure to join me in the next module as we take your learning to an even higher level. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.